Good morning, friends, and welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. It's Thursday, May 9, and this is Greg DeMay, lead pastor of the church. And today we're going to hear from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 23, in which the risen Jesus is at work. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were all together and the doors were locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now, this account from John chapter 20 is a parallel account to Luke 24, in which Jesus appears to the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and then those two disciples hoof it back quickly from Emmaus to let Peter and John and the other disciples know that Jesus is alive. In both accounts, Jesus simply appears in Jerusalem, despite the doors and the windows being locked. It's surprising and amazing. And he, quote, "showed them his hands and side." His wounded hands inside. It's remarkable that though Jesus has been healed from the power of death, his wounds and scars remain as testimony to his sacrificial love and suffering. When we receive resurrected bodies, will we bear marks and scars of our sacrificial love, I wonder? The reaction to Jesus' living presence is joy. The gospel says the disciples are simply overjoyed. Twice Jesus says to them, "Peace be with you." And the second time, he breathes on them as he prepares them to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, still coming in full on Pentecost. And then in conclusion, notice that Jesus links the reception of the Holy Spirit with the capacity and the power to forgive sins. Friends, do you ever seek affirmation that you are filled with the Holy Spirit? Here's how you can be affirmed and confirmed. Ask God who you can forgive, maybe for the first time or maybe a little more deeply today, and then insofar as you can, release them and forgive them from the debt that they might owe you. Now, possibly you live with this person or spend a lot of time with them, maybe you're even related to them. The Holy Spirit spreads grace and forgiveness through the risen power of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, you have taught us to pray, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." How much and how deeply you've forgiven us from what we owe you for our sins and mistakes. Today, I want to share that freedom with someone who owes me even a little debt. Help me do it. For Jesus' sake, amen.